Yo, what's happening, everybody? My name is Anthony Correnti, and thank you, as always, for checking out another episode of the Dynasty Drive. I appreciate the support. I know the schedule's been a little spotty, hit or miss lately, but free agency's here, or the quote-unquote legal tampering window is here, and we'll get some news starting to trickle in, so delayed the podcast today to hope to have more news to talk about today, but didn't get a whole lot, but we'll touch on it, and then we'll touch on some more stuff the rest of the week. But first, if you're not already, or if you're new to listening to this podcast, just found it thanks to free agency, you can follow me on Twitter at Dynasty Drive. And while you're here or while you're on Twitter, make sure you're following the Rookie Big Board account at Rookie Big Board. And if you haven't already, get signed up at patreon.com/rookiebigboard, where for as cheap as $3 a month, you gain access to consensus dynasty rankings that feature myself, Ryan Searfoss, and Eric Adams, all of us from the Dynasty Big Board show over on that podcast feed, consensus Devy rankings, John Lobb's Devy rankings and rookie rankings, Matt's rookie big board, Devy big board, the biggest board, and access to an incredibly lively Discord server as well. So patreon.com/rookiebigboard, $3 a month, the easiest no-brainer that you could possibly spend. Make sure you check that out. So free agency, or like I said, the legal tampering window, which is just truly a bad name, a terrible name. Legal tampering doesn't really make any sense, but is here. And we got a lot of defensive news, a lot of offensive lineman news, like fun news for the NFL. And I don't want to say not a lot of fun news for fantasy, because I don't want to anger anybody that plays a lot of IDP. But from an offensive perspective, from a skill player perspective, not a lot of news going down yet. So first and foremost, especially because of the homer, the biased Jets fan in me, let's talk Aaron Rodgers. You know, the kind of winds have been blowing, like Aaron Rodgers will end up a New York Jet. Green Bay seems ready to move on. Obviously, the Jets had met with Aaron Rodgers in California last week. And then Trey Wingo was the one that broke that news initially late one night. I forget what day it was, that the Jets would be sending Robert Saleh, Joe Douglas, Woody Johnson, a couple other people out to go meet with Rodgers. And then today, I'm recording this about 20 after 11 on Monday, March 13th, so the first day of legal tampering. This afternoon, Trey Wingo tweets again, you know, done deal. Or Rodgers to the Jets is done. Twitter goes nuts a little bit. We start getting the players reacting to it. Garrett Wilson tweeting about it. Some of the aggregator accounts, you know, sourcing it and saying it's done, it's done, it's done. And now we're just kind of still in a holding pattern. Like, nobody's really confirmed it. We're just still in this looming, like, it seems like it probably will get done, but nobody's really said that it's done. And thus, the Packers and Jets both are kind of doing nothing in free agency yet while we wait for that to get rectified and figure out what's going to happen with the Aaron Rodgers contract. At this point, I still think it's probably more likely than not that Aaron Rodgers ends up on the New York Jets. From a fantasy perspective, I mean, if that happens, no pun intended, but it's wheels up on, you know, all the skill players there, right? Like, Garrett Wilson is somebody that we're all pretty high on, and I was obviously very high on coming into last year, but we saw Garrett Wilson have 1,100 receiving yards, catching passes from Zach Wilson, Joe Flacco, and Mike White. If he gets a quarterback upgrade as big as Aaron Rodgers, there's no reason to think that a ceiling that, you know, maybe it's not quite that Justin Jefferson level, but there's a ceiling exists that's, you know, 1,300, 1,400 yards a year. I really believe that. In year two of his career, and you would hope that it would help get somebody like Elijah Moore back on track, and obviously it would open up the run game in a big way for Breece Hall as he comes back from injury. In terms of, like, if it gets done and trade compensation, and obviously there'll be picks involved, I know there's been some talk about would players be involved in the trade. I think there's like this weird pipe dream that people think Elijah Moore would be going back in that trade. That's not happening. I mean, there's no reason for that to happen. The Jets seem to have every intention of building their wide receiver room around Garrett Wilson and Elijah Moore. If a wide receiver were to get sent back to Green Bay, I think it would be Corey Davis, because I think he's a logical cut candidate anyway if Rodgers comes on, and they probably look to continue filling out that wide receiver room with somebody that Rodgers would hopefully want to kind of bring on board with him, whether that's an Alan Lazard or somebody else. But yeah, just kind of a holding pattern in the Aaron Rodgers kind of saga right now. So hopefully, you know, as I record this 11:30 at night on Monday, I would love to say that hopefully I record this and publish it and news breaks right after, even though it would sound foolish and make the pod kind of look silly. But hopefully sooner than later, I really think this thing's got to get done ahead of Wednesday. So you would think tomorrow would be the logical kind of last day for this to get formally announced, where, I don't know, some of it just doesn't really add up to me. Like, the kind of the looming threat of like, maybe he just won't play, which feels like such an off chance thing. Like, he hasn't at any point really through this whole process to me sounded like a guy who has no interest in playing football. Like, every time you hear him talk, whether it was on that whatever podcast he was on, you read the quotes and he's talking about how he won MVP twice and how he threw 85 touchdowns and he thinks he could do that again. And like, he just doesn't sound like a guy that's ready to walk away from the game. And if that's the case, I don't know what other options there really are. It seems like returning to Green Bay is not really on the table. So hopefully, you know, Tuesday we get some real clarity and then kind of the rest of the market picks up from there. But the one thing we did get today in other quarterback news is Las Vegas. The Raiders got their guy and signed Jimmy Garoppolo to a deal that probably locks him in as their starter for at least a year with a chance to be 2 years. Like, from a fit perspective, I think it's a pretty good fit. I just don't have a lot of faith in Jimmy to remain healthy, which was kind of my concerns on if the Jets kind of went that route too. I think Jimmy obviously will have familiarity with the system with Josh McDaniels, and he's got a pretty good set of weapons. Josh Jacobs back on the tag. Davante Adams is obviously there. Hopefully Darren Waller gets back involved a little bit more and can stay healthy. So I think it's fine. Like, it's nothing that's going to set the world on fire. Like, Davante Adams, I think, is one of those guys that he's going to be good almost no matter what, as long as he's out there and healthy. I think Jimmy will be fine. He's a guy that you'd really ideally like to be rostering as like a QB3 in Superflex. And, you know, kind of keep him on your bench and play him on bye weeks. And if injuries pop up, then you feel real good about him. I think it's the perfect example of a guy who it's never really going to feel too exciting or like, you know, super positive to draft him or anything. It's just kind of a run of the mill. Like, okay, here's a guy who is a quarterback, but he is a guy who will be locked into being a starting quarterback, assuming he can stay healthy, which is a big if, for at least this year, if not more. And we'll see if the Raiders opt to go quarterback again, or not, excuse me, not again, if they still opt to go quarterback with their first round pick, whether that's a, you know, whoever falls, whether it be Anthony Richardson, Will Levis, CJ Stroud, Bryce Young. We'll see how that all shakes out after the Carolina Panthers made their move up to one and how the quarterback kind of order shakes out as draft day approaches. But from a fantasy perspective, that was kind of it, right? Like, we didn't get a whole lot else today. I think the offensive side of free agency, aside from the linemen, the skill players, were just kind of at a standstill, especially at wide receiver and at running back, while we wait to see the dominoes that fall here. Obviously, we know that Carr is in New Orleans. We now know Jimmy is in Jimmy's in Las Vegas. There's been some rumors that Tampa Bay is interested in Baker, maybe Jacoby Brissett. So it's going to be interesting. I think once the Rodgers domino falls, the wide receiver market starts to heat up a little bit. And then from there, you know, see what happens. But right now, just kind of a lot of holding pattern. Like we said, we saw some offensive linemen really get the bag. Offensive linemen got paid on day one of the tampering window. And some defenders, you know, Jesse Bates and some other high-level defenders, Tremaine Edmonds got paid. But yeah, we're waiting on the offensive market to shake out. So this episode doesn't have a whole lot of meat and potatoes to it, but I wanted to get something out there since I delayed it a day already and just wanted to get something on the feed. But hopefully on Tuesday, we've got a bunch of news, both whether it's Rodgers-related, wide receiver-related, running back-related. I have a feeling that we'll see a lot more stuff break even through the night tonight and as early as, you know, first thing tomorrow morning. So we'll try and plan. This will be on the feed almost immediately, so it'll come out close to midnight between Monday and Tuesday, Monday going into Tuesday, and probably something similar tomorrow after a full day's worth of news on Tuesday. So hopefully we get a lot more to kind of break down. But yeah, we'll keep pumping them out as free agency sort of rolls around, and hopefully we get a little bit more to talk about tomorrow. But we will be back on the feed tomorrow with another episode. This one's a quick one, just a 10-minute quick hit, kind of business as usual, I guess, while we wait for the Rodgers saga to end and hopefully speed the rest of things up. So thanks for checking in. We will be back with more free agency news as we get it. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Thanks.